Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Rise Guys, I got show number for the fuck off Friday. Up and down 8 6 4 2 4 1 4 3 1 8 2 4 1 4 3 1 8 2 4 1 4 3 1 8 2 4 1 4 3 1 8.
Hell yeah, that means it's Friday. You ever wake up in the morning and you sit there for a minute trying to figure out what day it is?
Oh,
like,
yeah,
for real.
On Saturdays, yeah.
And then how do you figure it out? Do you look at your phone, or do you think about what you watched on TV the night before? Like, how do you figure it out? Because on a Friday, I always just wake up and know. I don't know what it is. I just know that it's a Friday. There's no A-Y on the end, by the way. Two E's?
Yeah, it's Friday.
It's Friday. It really is. It's also a big Friday. I'm pleased to announce that Mattman's Anderson Jockey Lot will open for the first time on September 3rd, 2022.
Oh, good.
Yeah, big acquisition.
That's great news. I'm proud of you.
Come by the Gale Cafeteria, get some Polish dogs. They're great.
Yeah, they are.
Gale! Straight from Poland. They really are.
You also get some Polish dogs out in Dog Alley.
That's right.
Oh, God.
Little Winnie dog.
Uh-huh.
Is your restaurant an old submarine with a screen door on it?
Maybe. Maybe. Fat Boy's going to have a booth, though. He's going to have Oriental Stars and things such as.
Yeah, he is.
He'll have like Jackie Chan.
Swords. All kinds of stuff. It's going to be a great time for him, for the whole family. Now, the FOF line, that phone number is 864-241-4318. Let's somehow, I mean, the numbers, I mean, it still does very well, but let's somehow take this phone number viral. Put it all over the internet.
Everywhere.
Like, for real. When dudes ask you for your numbers, give them 864-241-4318.
Yeah.
If somebody is being mean to you, oh, that's not going to work.
Mean to you.
Well, you know.
Write it on the bathroom wall.
Just put it everywhere.
Everywhere.
Because if you see a phone number written somewhere, or somebody just sends you a phone number, you're going to be inquisitive and you're going to call it. Just put it everywhere.
People do on TV shows, and there's actually working numbers.
I'm opening up Twitter right now, and I want to just see a bunch of you, especially those of you that I follow. I want to see you all. Don't put it with any context. Just put 864-241-4318. I'm going to do it right now myself.
Wish you would.
I'm going to. What was the number again?
864.
Yeah.
241.
I got that.
4318.
Okay.
I don't say it wrong.
We'll just see what happens. Even if they don't know what it, they hear the voicemail and it says what it is, then they're going to be pissed and then call it back again and really leave a message. Maybe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right.
You ain't never going to bother anybody. It's open all the time.
Yes. All right. Some anger. We've been dealing with. I kind of hope there's no Micah situation this week.
Yeah, I'd like to give Micah's a break.
I mean, Sturgis is going on. We don't need the hate going on, brother.
Yep. I don't think you have to worry about much of that. You have to worry about some work drama.
Oh, no.
Here in the first part.
Okay.
Not with us, though.
No, not with us. Like, this guy he doesn't like his boss. Maybe this guy's coming to the realization he should work for himself.
Yeah. Okay. 864-241-4318. This is the FOF line.
My boss is a motherfucking ass. He micromanages me to the extent that I want to take a on his desk. It's that bad. He is a ass. Thinks he knows everything and wants to tell everyone else what to do. Him. This.
What, do you want to take a day off on his desk? Is that what he said?
I think that's it.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I'd just stay at home. If I was gonna
do he wants to.
I don't know if an employee like that is offered any kind of assistance or just maybe you should move on. Like, it sounds like he's going through some stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean assistance wise?
Like would his boss come up to him and say, "Hey, do you need something? Like, you know, resources or whatever? Or
yeah,
something going on?" Or would the boss be like, "I don't have to deal with this. Hit the bricks."
You know, I think it's one of those things where, like, we work for a big, huge mega corporation, but I will say that while, you know, with a corporation and HR and all this stuff, like, I don't know, bosses can just come up to an employee and say, "Hey, I feel like something's wrong with you. You need some help." Like, I don't know. Yeah. They can cross that line. But I know our company, I feel like once a week or two, they'll send an email out, company email, saying, "Hey, don't forget, if you're down and out, you got some stuff going on, we do have these resources for you."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean.
Now, if you're pregnant, you're not allowed to talk to anybody.
Yeah, no.
This is a good rule of thumb.
No. Grandkids, none of the.
They're not allowed to talk to you.
You can't ask about, you know, how you got pregnant or what's the sex of the baby or when.
Even
you
if you turn the other way and pretend you were talking to someone else if they object to it.
Yeah.
I was talking to Tony down the hall.
Yeah, I was talking to Tony. I thought Tony was pregnant.
Yeah, with an I, Tony.
Uh-oh.
Not Tony with a Y.
Oh, okay.
Whoa.
My bad.
Tony. Did it again. It feels good.
You want some more work drama?
Yeah.
This guy's just looking for some appreciation. That's all he wants.
That's just a little bit of, he wants what's coming to him.
Doesn't everybody want that?
Pat on the back.
Everybody wants to feel appreciated.
Yeah.
All right, look. I bought a new watch 2 days ago. I wear it to work 2 days straight. Don't get one single compliment. And on top of that, I up one time at work and somebody said, "Ruh-roh, Shaggy." So apparently, since I let my damn hair grow out, somebody's talking about that now, too.
Dang.
Compliment his watch. Say, "Hey, man, that's a nice secret.
Tell him you like his watch.
My, what a nice watch you have.
Hey, man, did you get a new weekend or I like it?"
Hey, what time is it?
Go Casio.
Yeah, start asking him, what time is it?
Does it got a calculator on it?
Calculator.
I like a calculator.
Yeah, is that
Casio?
Isn't it Apple
Watch? I had one. I got it to sell, or I sold candles in school, and that was like one of the big prizes was the calculator watch.
Was it like the actual Casio one?
Yep, and it came with a Dave Robinson cup.
And it came with a tiny little set of headphones that you could plug into the watch and put. Basically, you were just putting your watch to your ear, so it looked like you were dabbing back in the 90s. Yeah. It wouldn't have made sense. And but my damn fingers are so fat that I couldn't use the calculator. I'd have to get
whatever the hell.
A pencil or a pen to touch the calculator buttons on it because my fingers were so fat.
Aww.
Man.
It wasn't. Nani's showing me a picture of one right now. That's a newer model.
They sell them new for like $20 or so.
They used a wooden pencil, probably. It's got stab marks in it.
The most expensive one is the black on black for $23.
Oh, I want the Kenny Wayne Shepherd one.
You can get all white for blue on for black. $22.
Thank you.
But you can get that green one for less than $20. So you have this one all white.
But it sucked though. I mean, now I just ask Alexa.
Don't we all?
What's 9 times 5?
Alicia, what time is it?
I believe that's 45. Dip ass, you shouldn't have dropped out of college.
Wow, she's mean lately.
I asked for the more extreme version.
Yeah, you want the honest.
I don't want her to be nice.
You went harsh, Alexa.
Dumbass, I've already told you the weather for the day. Yeah. They'll take an umbrella, dip ass.
Dummy.
I'm stuck on Dip Ass right now. I apologize. I'll change that up.
It's your favorite at the moment.
It is. I've been rolling on that in D-Lips. Mm. So,
this dude right here, his buddy asked him for some money. Wait till you hear what he wanted money for.
What does he want money for? The FOF line, 864-241-4318.
Okay, I had a friend. We've been friends forever, man, and I don't mind helping people. So he comes to me and he like, hey, man, I need to borrow 30 bucks. And, you know, for some reason, I said, for what? And he tells me that his OnlyFans subscription about to run out. You stupid motherfucker. How you going to pay money to look at a woman that you'll never touch and then let the subscription lapse? I feel bad for you, man. Not to mention that you're married with 3 kids and your wife is beautiful. These people need help, boy, I swear.
I like his voice.
That's sad.
What wise words.
You realize, hey, man, my OnlyFans is about up.
About to expire.
Bought 30 bucks.
Yeah, I got to resubscribe to OnlyFans.
I thought he said prescription at the beginning. I was like, man, there's a pill for that now. But subscription. Yeah. What happens with that, though? Like, if you work your way up, I know nothing about OnlyFans. I just assumed it was all diddling videos. I didn't know that you could, like, go in there and really, like, there's women that go in there that do, like, makeup tutorials.
Yeah, yeah.
And right. Sell the crap out of it. Yeah. They're not naked.
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff like that where it's not naked porn.
Yeah, but that guy's like, hey, man, it's about to run out. So do you go back, do you start over as a fan? Because I know, like, with that Patreon stuff, like, you work your way up. Like, on Twitter now, do y'all get the notifications that you have a super fan?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Like, somebody that's constantly responding to you, you're a super fan.
Yeah, I get, like, oh, man, you have top fan status because you liked all this stuff from this particular Facebook page.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It don't work like that on OnlyFans.
No, it doesn't.
There's no tiers of people.
Yeah.
You can pay for extra services.
It's just your subscription will lapse until you renew it, I think.
Pretty much.
How do you know? Fat boy. I mean,
I had a couple. There was a couple local ones I was looking at for a while.
Yeah.
Those are the best ones.
Give them a month, you know, give them a month subscription. Look at all the stuff, and then you're done.
See what you want
to
see.
Do they get to see you, or you're just seeing them?
Usually it's just pictures and videos. You can request private chats.
Yeah.
That costs extra money.
Yeah.
But do they sell their old underwears?
I don't know if you can legally.
Yeah, that's illegal.
Oh, but damn, COVID got us. Well,
I know some college dudes probably do it.
Yeah. Okay.
Go to tech.
Some college dudes from tech.
Part-time job.
Not Georgia either. All right. We'll take a break. We will come back. 864-241-4318. Put it as your status. Tweet it out. Whatever you want to do. Your TikTok. Get the word out. The FOF line will play some more right after this.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning.
Love the Rise Guys.
They crack on people. I like that.
The Rise Guys rock.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Am I too old to go to a rave tomorrow night in Charlotte?
Hell no.
I think you should.
Just wear a big hat. Oh, do they still do that?
I mean, you might feel real old when you get to an EDM thing.
Somebody's got a chaperone.
Wait. Why wear a big hat?
Because that's what I used to wear, like the Dr. Seuss hats when they did Ray's back. I was just.
Now they wear those animal tail plugs.
Well, I'm not.
You got to be a furry or a plushie. You got to pick one. You going to be a big opossum?
No, I'm just going to go wear clothes. And
we
hang
do
out.
That too. It's allowed.
Okay. Wear a Nines cowboy hat, that big yellow one he's got.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Where is that?
Packed up at the house somewhere.
Son of a bitch.
That needs to make another appearance.
Beside your painting.
It's probably laying on top of the painting.
Aw.
I know.
He's going to come in here one day and say, man, I couldn't hang the painting. A rat got a hold of it.
That's going to happen.
A rat that took off my list.
What?
That of excuses.
That excuse.
hell. All right. 864-241-4318.
You said that on a Monday, he probably would have thrown a fist your way. But this Friday.
He would have thrown a stapler at me.
By the way, if he's wearing flip-flops.
To those that are tweeting and doing all the putting out the FOF line number, make sure you're sending out the right number now.
Yeah, some of y'all ain't.
Nicole. I don't know whose number Nicole put out there, but it ain't ours.
I won't fix it.
Don't call another wrong number cussing people out, please.
Nicole!
Hey, boss. You know, a lot of people are not for the cancel culture.
Oh, yeah. Hate it.
Yeah.
Or woke.
Well, this guy definitely is against it. I don't know if you'll agree with him or not.
Okay.
You might.
864-241-4318. It's the FOF line.
This is P1 window guy. And I just wanted to say f*** off to all these overly sensitive people who are trying to cancel things such as the shot clock in the NBA or Pat Benatar no longer singing, hit me with your best shot. I have a friend who has a Dodge truck with a customized Ford grill and is actually painted Chevy gunmetal gray. And that truck is the sweetest thing. So... off to all you little
who puts a grill in a truck?
What does that last thing have to do with anything?
Someone who tailgates.
What, to tell them to F off?
Yeah, like, well, yeah, I guess.
I guess the color?
I guess.
The gun.
I think he's trying to say the wording of that. I think that comes off the day when the lady called in, or we tried to get her to call in, where, look, Nicole's listening. She just tweeted, whoops.
Oh.
Oh, it was the thing about outlawing the word bullet points.
Oh, yeah.
I forget the new word that they say it now. Crap. They said it in one of the meetings we were in. It's like, oh, so that's what bullet points is now.
Yeah, like outline points or something, though.
But I love that Pat Benatar song. And all you have to do, if it bothers you to sing about guns and shooting, come up with some alternate lyrics like I have. And when you do it, that's what I sing when I hear that song.
Yeah.
It's like tweet it. Certain songs that had GD in it, I would always say, you know.
Oh, that's nice. I like that.
Dad Burn or something like that.
Yeah, you can edit it however you want.
Blank me with your fat blank is what I put.
That's sweet.
Why don't you blank me with your fat blank?
Come on in.
Fire away.
It works.
She might change the lyrics now.
She should.
It's your order.
Aorta. You were saying?
This. Do you remember when we were talking about the least educated cities in the country?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Somebody get mad about it.
Oh, yeah.
Morganton / Lenore / Hickory, North Carolina.
I guess this guy's from there. Can't really tell. You might tell me.
He was able to successfully dial the phone.
Yeah. Well, he's got a message for the girl who lives in Greenville and drives up to Hickory to work. Got some words for her.
Quit taking her jobs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
864-241-4318. More of the FOF line.
Yeah, this is for the dumb that called in talking about people are so stupid in the North Morganton. Well, let me break it down for you. You guys are ugly-ass whores that nobody gives a fuck about. If you were hot and you worked in a factory with a bunch of redneck men, they'd all be jumping out of the way to give you something. And then on top of that, that other is like, oh, I'm so tired. They're so dumb up here. Will probably look like a damn rundown old mess slut. And miss, oh, I can speak four languages. If you could speak four languages, why the f*** are you working in a furniture factory, you dumb Go get a job somewhere else. Tickle it.
God, he does not like women. I mean, for sexual preference. But
he has definite issues with women. Yeah. He didn't take issues with any of the men who called, just all the ladies.
Oh, like, I don't...
the way he said the words meth slut was like hateful, but also kind of funny.
Yeah, I'm surprised he didn't call somebody looking like a bulldog eating mayonnaise.
I'm run down old meth slut.
Meth slut.
Hmm.
Bulldog eating mayonnaise. I remember that guy was great.
Man.
He's the one that called the woman old son of a bitch.
Yeah. I knew that one lady who speaks four languages would get some heat off of what she's like. She was very blunt and abrasive. I knew there'd be some heat on her.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she can't find a job here because all the Yankees coming here and taking our jobs.
Dang it.
It's like us. We were talking about earlier.
Her job.
Jersey buys New York's trash, and then we buy it from Jersey, and then I don't know what the hell we do with it.
Yeah.
Probably turn it into mincemeat sandwiches.
Mm. Aw.
That's what's in the potted meat.
She speaks too many languages.
I believe it's turned into Viener's fat, bud.
I better not. You go on those cheap ones.
We have Brittany from Morganton. We still need someone from Hickory and someone from Lenore to step up and do Spellenburg, the spelling bee, and we'll find out which is the real dumbest out of the three.
Yeah.
Yep. It's been a while since we heard from a tow truck driver. I mean, look, they're out there doing the work, man. They're essential.
It's been a busy season. I don't hear from Wee Doggy as much.
That's true.
He's a reaping man.
And they got to get out there, you know, and they're passing on the cost, but hey, they're spending a lot of gas. Well, this tow truck driver has a message for you motorists out there.
For motorists?
Yep.
It's the FOF line.
I'm a tow truck driver, all right? And for all you motherfuckers out here with your fucking fancy-ass cars who think your don't stink because you've had a silver spoon shoved up your entire life, I work first shift. 4 a.m. and 4 p.m. I don't want to call you first thing in the morning either. I don't want to wake you up, and I do apologize for it. But don't give me a motherfucking attitude. We want to make sure that everything is correct and that we are able to come and take your car and get it transported safely the way you want it done and where it needs to go. Well, you should hook it up like this, or you should fucking strap it down like that. Go suck on a fucking corn cob, okay? We don't need you to tell us how to do our fucking job. You don't think we're doing the right job? Then you go spend the money, get your own motherfucking tow truck, and go tow the bitch yourself. Or fucking push it. We don't give a fuck. We're doing you a favor, not the other way the fuck around. So quit with the cocky-ass attitudes, or I'll take your motherfucking car across the state line and drop it in the middle of the fucking highway. Not really, but I'll take it to my yard.
They get you for littering. I'm just kidding. I'll take it to my yard.
Not really.
I like his passion.
Well, he didn't call anybody a meth slut, so that's good.
One of those jobs where you know what you're doing because you do it multiple times per day, and then somebody who doesn't do it at all wants to tell you how to do your job that you do every single day.
Yep.
Don't mess up the bumper.
Strap it down like this.
We'll strap you down the flatbed. Take you to
just
my
don't
yard.
Strap me on it. That's that question you were asking off the air, Fable. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, this guy here, he's got a wandering eye. And you may interpret this call a different way.
Is he half of the Rock and Roll Express?
No. But both of his eyes are wandering. And I took it as, parents, it's your fault that this guy has a wandering eye. Now, you may interpret it a different way. I don't know.
Parents, it's your fault this guy has a wandering eye.
That's how I took it.
Okay, it's the FOF line, 864-241-4318.
The issue that I want to talk about is dress code in swimming areas. Parents, don't be letting your kids out there dressing like they're about to go work at the f***ing club when they're like 12 years old, 6 years old. It is ridiculous bathing suits that the parents of today are letting these children wear. And the thing is, yeah, it is my responsibility not to look. So I do my best not to. But the fact of the matter is, when every f***ing body on the river is dressed like this, there's no avoiding it. You got to keep your eyes open. So my point is, there are nude beaches and there are strip clubs for nudity. Save it for there and keep your damn clothes on your damn kid.
Interesting.
You don't like a whole lot of skin.
Yeah, well, naked grown people is usually fine with me. But, yeah, kids don't need to be wearing, like, tantalizing outfits to go swimming.
Yeah, I agree.
It is uncomfortable if it's too much.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
if you go to these water parks at Disney World where people from all over the country go, and they wear some kind of, you know.
European types.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, man. All the Europeans and Speedus.
Dude, I... Last time I went to the lake, I was like, and I wasn't complaining, but I like those high cut bikinis are back.
Uh-huh.
I mean, like the, you know, like
those are sexier
where
though,
they
don't
go
you think?
Real high up. I love that part of a woman's leg, man.
The
right
curve.
There, right there where the, okay, I have to get down the floor, but this look that they do when they do this. This right here.
Yeah, you like that? The contour there is nice on the
what
side of the
What would you describe
hip,
that
the
as? The hip?
The thigh, the hip, yeah.
Where the lay, it makes, you
there's
know.
There's a nice contour to it.
Mm-hmm. Big haunches.
I just want to lay there, like use it as a pillow.
Yeah.
All right, there's more?
Well, we'll take a break here.
Okay. Take a break, then we got more.
Oh, man, it's about to get hot.
Got some heat.
Real hot.
Uh-oh.
We got a guy who's going to break up with his girlfriend on the FOF line for a pretty embarrassing reason. And we got the woman who snapped in the daycare line.
Good Lord, we got some good stuff. Plus, right after that, you're going to hear more about Diva Dens and boob jobs with the Fussin' re-premiere. So we got a whole lot more to do. It's the Rise.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Guys, happy Friday.
The Rise Guys Morning Show continues.
Rise Guys. Thank you. Rise Guys Morning Show. Happy freaking Friday. We got us some good FOF line calls to play. And if you want to be a part of it, 864-241-4318.
We'd love to have you on this.
Yeah. And I've told Fatboy that lower the wall on my calls. Play them. I don't care. I mean, if anybody calls.
If. It's a big if.
Yeah.
Might a big get, if you got there.
Might not get no haters.
I'm real lovable, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know why I know I'm something? Because God don't make no junk.
Well, you're going to hear a familiar voice right here. It's been a long time since this guy called in. And he used to call with heat just on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But he don't have heat with us. He's going to actually break up with a girl he's been seeing.
Oh, man.
And this is the way he's going to do it.
This is fun.
864-241-4318. I don't remember a FOF breakup ever in the past.
No.
Well, I'm glad he didn't say the girl's name because this is pretty embarrassing.
Oh, something she did?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, 864-241-4318. This is the FOF line.
Oh, I'm back. I'm back again. And don't worry, I don't have beef with the Rise Guys this time. What I do have beef with is this chick I've been dating. I met her on damn Tinder. Pic looked great. Her titties looked big as f*** in her profile pic. Boy, that was a major lie. Other than that, she seems cool. We get along. There's always a kicker, right? Too good to be true, right? Well, guess what?
Right.
This chick, she is the nastiest woman I've ever been around in my life. Her farts. Oh, my God. We got to the three-month stage and thought it was okay for some reason to start busting ass in front of me. And look, these aren't quiet farts. They're the loudest of any of my other friends. If a damn choo-choo train took a shit, that's what she'd sound like. And she's not a big woman. That's what I don't get. She's petite. Anyway, we about to break up. She don't know it yet, but we are. I'm a ghoster. I can't deal with it no more. Not to mention her tits ain't good. I don't like them. I'm sure somebody will like her tits and her shit parts, but not me. Ladies, if you date somebody, don't f***ing fart in front of them. Not for a long time, if ever. Just don't do it. I really honestly think this girl should go get checked because she got a f***ing intestine trying to get out. My nose hairs ain't going to miss her rancid shit. I know that much. Anyways, peace.
Wow.
I love how he closed it with peace.
Peace. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well.
He kind of went over the line. Talking about organs.
Well, he attacked her breasts, you know?
And everything else.
I mean, they weren't meant to be together.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds pretty bad.
Well, it's kind of an unwritten rule, like in the early stages of the relationship, like the guy's got to fart first to kind of test the waters. Yeah, and if she freaks out, you blame it on the chair.
Yeah.
You just test the waters a little bit.
Yeah.
Why does the chair smell so bad?
I mean, even like a little poo.
The chair just took a dump, man.
A little what, Paige?
Maybe a little accidental poo, like a sneeze fart, or if she bends down and something happens, that's a deal breaker.
No. I don't. I just think that's been my way of doing it.
Yeah, okay. I mean,
early on, you try to sneak away. You go outside and you realize, oh, she's got a Ring doorbell and just caught it all.
You run to the bathroom if you got to do it.
Now, if she hikes her leg and laughs like Roseanne, that might be a deal breaker.
Or ask me to pull her finger or pop her back and, you know, comes over and just, for some reason, just sits on my lap and starts laughing and then walks away. And I'm like, why is my crotch hot right now?
Yeah.
Pull my finger.
That was always hard to time. Pull my finger. It's usually like, do it now. Hurry. Pull my finger.
I had a friend in high school I've talked about before. He doesn't like me to say his name on the radio, but he could fart on command.
Gosh.
Like, you could, like, do it.
That's a gift.
Guy. And he would do it.
I mean, usually when your stomach hurts and you want to so bad and you can't, to be able to do that on command is beautiful.
He would say this. You know how some people can burp on command? It's where they're like swallowing air.
Oh, yeah.
He said that he could butt breathe. So he could like inhale.
No. Is his name Will by chance?
No. The guy whose house is probably covered in scratch off cards. But
oh, dang it.
You know.
Oh, yeah. This, you know, there's usually trucker drama. But, I mean, I put this guy on because he's really angry about it. Like, he's the angriest person I've heard about truckers ever.
Yeah.
His tone changes toward the end of the call, but just the whole way out, I'm like, this is awful.
Why? Is it because of traffic, I guess?
Well, he's going to tell you why, but it's just so much anger in there. Like, ha ha. Type of, you know, like he's getting one over on him.
That text right here, it says, wow, you guys let that guy really slide through all the things he said. I guess talking about the guy attacking the woman's boobs and her farts and stuff. I mean,
just talked about it.
We don't know how bad it is.
Fatboy said he was over the line.
Yeah,
he's talking about her intestines. Yeah,
I would love for that bold woman to, if she hears wind of this, to hears wind of it. It might have been you actually.
Yeah.
No, but if you catch wind of this, call us and I'd love to hear your point of view.
Yeah. Finally, I got satisfaction. This motherfucking 18-wheeler guy is driving in the left lane of I-77 for miles. This motherfucker. Finally, a state trooper pulled one of them over. I never thought I'd be happy to see a state trooper. But you 18-wheeler drivers, get out of the fucking left lane. I don't care what speed limit. Get out of the fucking left lane. And I don't care if you call the station. Because if we took videos of all you motherfuckers in the left lane, we clogged the fucking internet. Now get out of the left lane.
Some roads you have to. Truckers have to stay to the left on some roads. I don't know where he's calling from. It can vary state to state.
Restricted where they're not supposed to be in the left, too. I saw a guy get pulled for that the other day on my way home. A trucker was in the left lane on 85. And it was in a part where it's restricted. No trucks allowed in the left lane. And transport cop, he drove right by him, and he came right after him.
Hell yeah. Because you would have been up there. I would have been pointing like, hey, over here, buddy. Get on over.
Star 6-1. Hey, you got a trucker in front of him.
He wasn't bothering me. He was just trying to pass slower-moving traffic.
I'm really mad because my kid was telling him to do the horn, and he didn't horn back out.
I know. He didn't horn.
Man, I got a girl in here farting so bad, I don't know which side of the road I'm on. Swerving everywhere.
God. It's not sexist to say that. I think, right, like, if the guy tests the waters first, I'm for equality, but if the woman rips it first in the relationship, it just sets a different precedent.
Okay. What, you think she established some kind of dominance?
Not a dominance thing or even like a mark in their territory, but it's like, I don't know, it would just change everything.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got to be the first one.
Now, if it was like Paige said, she bends over to get something and one slips, I mean, that's gold forever. That stuff you'll be telling your great-grandkids.
Yeah.
You know, your grandma bent over one time and...
So let one out.
This is Bill Clinton, by the way.
Yeah,
I don't know.
What is your grandma Hill?
It's Hillary. Bent over and farted. All right. 864-241-4318. We still got Carline Mom.
Well, guess what?
Is this it?
It's right now.
In the middle of the car. The car line.
Oh, yeah. Dropping the kid off. She's got stuff to do. If you ain't got stuff to do, you need the GTFO her way.
Those are great cars.
She's so angry.
864-241.
GTFO cars.
I believe Pontiac made those.
Yeah.
864-241-4318. It's for everybody, even mess sluts. It's the FOF line.
You know, normally this wouldn't piss me off because I deal with it every single day that I drop my son off at daycare. But today I was running late. I woke up late, dropped my son off late. I just want to put a PSA out there to all the people that don't work and drop their kids off in the morning so that they have time to do whatever for themselves throughout the day. That's fine, girl. Do what you got to do. You got to go to mommy and me. You got to go have brunch with your girls while your kids at daycare. Cool. Fine. I'm a little bit jealous. I would love to be able to do that, too, instead of just on a f***ing Saturday or Sunday. But guess what else? Here's another PSA for you stay-at-home moms that want to look at me and my single mom ass with your judgy eyes. You know what that drop-off line is for? That drop-off line is for the pissed-off people like me that actually have to go to f***ing work every day and have to be in and out in a quick manner. I don't have time for you and your judgy eyes to be staring at me while you're sitting there shooting the shit with the f***ing director at the front desk. Taking up your f***ing time in the drop-off line that's supposed to be used for ease of access in and out quickly, and you want to stand there and have a f***ing 45-minute conversation. Get out of the f***ing way, bitch. Park in the f***ing parking spot like you're supposed to. Don't park in the drop-off line. That's not what that's for. It is a drop-off line. It's not there for you to park and shoot the f*** for 45 minutes. Go shoot the shit with your f***ing girlfriend's at damn Target because that's where we know you're going to go when you drop off the kid anyway. That's where we know you're going. So that's where you need to be. Not in the drop-off line taking up people's precious f***ing time while they're trying to get the f***ing work and they already late.
If she could refrain from saying shooting the blank, that triggered me.
Sorry. Why you can't say triggered?
Ah, God.
Too soon.
She used a few words that had to cut, but...
He's ready to drop the hammer, and I'm offended myself now.
Rhymes with your favorite Wonka candy.
Uh-huh.
It's got the bananas in it.
Oh, yeah. I love runts.
Oh, my goodness.
Just dropping it left and right.
She's ready to fight somebody.
She's sour.
But, yeah, I mean, inconsiderate people are the worst people by far.
That right there was true authenticity because she's very mad, and she's very honest about it. She's like, yeah, I am jealous. But that still doesn't give you a right to sit there and do that.
It still don't give you a right to be inconsiderate to everybody.
Yeah.
That's where you're going to be anyway.
You jerk. Go to Target.
You're going to go to Target and get you Starbucks.
Yeah.
God, man.
If you get mad in the car line, if you get mad at your car.
Don't do that.
You get mad at the car.
get mad at the trucker in the wrong lane. Maybe you get mad at someone named Lane.
Uh-oh.
Watch out, Kiffin.
Shout out, Turtle.
You call in, and voice your displeasure. No need in getting out of the car or walking up to these runts getting ready to go to Target. What you do is you call the FOF line, 864-241-4318. You get it out, and then next thing you know, it's forgotten, done with. Till we play it on Friday, and then you get to laugh at
it. It's a beautiful thing.
It is. It's a recycling of emotion.
Uh-huh.
You take something negative, turn it into something positive. People needed a laugh this morning. Hopefully they got it.
Hope so.
864-241-4318. Do you have a diva den? You ever had your boobs done? You don't want to miss this Facebook fussing. We're going to give it to you next. Morning, everybody.
You can't hide P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Oh! Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.